arms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
KFC has a variety of delicious $5 fill-ups. They're real meals for only, you guessed it, $5. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
90% of financial advisors give advice geared towards the accumulation phase. Buy and hold. You're in it for the long haul. It's only a paper loss. But once you retire, that kind of advice doesn't apply anymore. You need a different approach. Why? One reason is you don't have time to recover if there's another huge market loss. Wake up to Rethinking Retirement with Marvin Mitchell every Sunday at 7 a.m. on KTRS, where you'll get safe, secure retirement advice that works.
Grab your coat and get your hat.
Grab it.
Leave your worry
on the doorstep.
Just direct your feet to sunny.
And now Dan Strauss.
Take it, Dan.
Can't you hear?
Dan?
Dan, take it, Dan.
Peter Pan.
No. That's
happy tune.
Take it, Peon.
Life can be so sweet.
Well, hey, Gary, too.
On a sunny.
I know.
Except when he sings that Queen thing.
Oh, that's
that
the
goes
best.
On for 12 minutes.
I put a little more.
You put a lot more into it, and you are off key through a lot of it.
Yes.
But that's okay.
All of it.
It's okay. That's what makes it unique.
This rover.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
Speaking of unique.
Trying to hit Freddie Mercury's notes, though.
I mean, that's tough to do.
That's very tough to do.
If you can, unless you're Adam, what's his name?
Adam Lambert.
Yeah, Adam Lambert. Yeah. He tours with Queen.
Yes,
now,
he does.
And does a good job.
And that was his idol, was Freddie Mercury and Queen.
Those are tough light loafers to fill.
Yes, they are.
They are. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We have a situation. I will explain it to you and thank you in advance for helping me get through it. Due to circumstances that I will not go into, a glitch, a misstep, mistake, oversight, whatever, there were commercials that were supposed to be scheduled for this week that were not scheduled. It's as if the advertisers didn't exist. So yesterday, I noticed it was an awfully light schedule. I did two commercials each hour, which never happens, and I thought, And Peon even thought, boy, this is a light. And then I realized what had happened in the big offices down the hall. And once attention was called to it, they agreed, oops. So now, today and tomorrow, I will explain this to you. Normally in this show, I do the average is I do three commercials an hour that I do. Today there'll be four. And then three the last hour. Not a big deal. One extra one the first and second hour. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to do one now. Open up some space. And then I want to talk briefly with Colin Jeffrey about something we discussed yesterday. So if you would allow me. And welcome. I think I welcomed you to this, the fourth day of January. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
A quick word from American Equity, and then I will ask Colin to have a brief discussion with me, and he may remember what we talked about yesterday. American Equity Mortgage has been with us for 25 years. They've also already signed on to be with us all of 2017. How do you thank someone? I did that yesterday. Lulu, to serve with love.
Oh, yes.
How do you show your appreciation to an advertiser who shows this show that kind of support? Here's how. When you need a mortgage, American Equity Mortgage. When you have a mortgage, or maybe your house is even completely paid for, even better. You have equity in the home, you need cash, you need some money. And I'm not ever condoning or encouraging frivolous debt. I think I'll borrow some money to go gamble. No, I'm talking about money you need for an unexpected expense. Let's say a wedding, a tuition, a medical expense that wasn't covered completely by insurance. You have tremendous borrowing power and the equity in your house, and they're going to show you how to use that and how to borrow money the smart way. And the reason you're able to do it, there are two. One, You're a homeowner. You have equity. Great borrowing power. Two, you know the name American Equity Mortgage. I hope you'll remember it and remember the website and the phone number. AmericanEquity.com. 314-878-9999. I'll also apologize because I have a slight raspiness, and I can thank my daughter for that. My daughter flew in for Christmas at her new job, and how about this kind of company? She's only been with them 4 months. It's mandatory that you take off from Christmas to New Year's.
Wow.
How about that?
That's nice.
So she came
in.
That's
just like here.
Yeah.
It's exactly like here. Yeah. So, oh, wait. No, it's not.
Wait.
So she came in with a kind of a cold. In 2 days, I get it. So when they say, and you have Archie, and people will tell you, oh, when he goes and plays with other kids, he's going to bring germs home.
Right.
And that doesn't stop when those kids get older. She's 28,
yeah,
and kids still bring germs home. So I apologize for the little bit of whatever that is. I feel great. Oh, there's that joke. There's Dan's joke. Looks bad, feels great. Colin, how are you?
Doing well. How are you today, Frank?
I'm fantastic. My wife and I, last night, watched Moonlight.
And your thoughts?
It is one of the worst pieces of crap I have ever seen in my life. Now it's nominated, apparently, for various awards. And I don't know where the awards are. I don't know if it's Oscars, Golden Globes.
Golden Globes.
Whatever. This is complete trash. It is beyond horrible.
Is that the one you really like, Colin?
Oh, no, he didn't like it, and Paul Harris didn't like it.
I liked it all right, actually.
You like Moonlight?
I liked Moonlight.
Well, there's something bad wrong with you.
Oh, thanks. Well, fair enough.
Why don't you tell them what it's about?
Go ahead. I would like you to tell them what it's about. You
Here's what it's about. It's about us being forced to be exposed to gay men kissing, and in one scene, a man pleasuring with his hand another guy. Two black guys who are screwed up, one in particular, and it's the slowest, darkest, and I wish I had counted the times that the black people in this movie called each other the N-word. It had to be 150 times.
So what it is, for those who...
I am sick of the N-word being used by so many black people. I'm tired of it, and I'm tired of the hypocrisy. Well, you can't say it, but we can. You don't understand. No, I don't understand, and I don't like that there's so many movies who try to cram down our throats that it's okay to fill in the blank, or making us think that, oh, well, most of the world is gay. Most of the world's not gay, and I didn't like anything about it. It was dark, depressing, slow, and disgusting. And I don't like hearing the N-word. Here's what I think. I think the black community needs to make a decision. You want to use it? Let us use it. Let us use it, too. And we won't use it. We'll use it like you do. Hey, how's my nigga doing today? You know, in a kind of a friendly way. Can we do that? Let us do that. Go ahead. Tell them what it's about.
Well, it's the story of a young man at multiple points during his life. He is a gay man, and it picks up his life at different points. And I don't really want to go into a whole lot more than that, other than to ask you a question about it, is with the use of some of the language, do you look at it as sort of art imitating life, or the other way around, meaning should a movie like this shy away from using the vernacular because it's distasteful to some people? Or should it say, in order to create a more accurate portrayal of what life is like for this person we're following, or this group of people? So that's the question, because I hear this said all the time. Certain words should stop being used in music or movies or shows. But what, I mean, I guess, which is first, the chicken or the egg here? What should this movie do in a situation like this? That's what I'm curious to hear, is should, and I don't think there's a wrong, I've got no dog in this fight. I'm just curious to hear your thoughts on this.
I'm convinced that the movie was art imitating life. I think that is the way, I've heard it, that many young black men talk. I don't hear, well, I'm not around a lot of black people, but it seems to be a young black not just male, female thing, but predominantly young black men calling each other the N-word in a negative way, in a hateful way, in a friendly way, in a fraternal way. It doesn't matter. What's the matter with you, stupid N-word? Come on, man. Stop being such an N-word. I'd like to actually say it, but if I do, somebody will tune in just as I say it and didn't hear the setup, and then all hell breaks loose. Oh, Frank said the N-word.
So,
but I'm sick of it.
Does this thing start with him when he discovered he was gay all the way through his life? Like you said, at different points.
No, it's a very depressing, dark story about a guy who is confused. He's bullied. And then at one point, he gets a hand job from this guy on the beach, okay, which in itself, I don't want to see that. And so now he likes it, and he goes, hey, now I know, I'm gay. He doesn't say that, but, you know, that's kind of what he figures out. And then he goes through a great part of the next few years, lonely. He doesn't have anybody. At one point, he even says, you're the only man, the only person that's ever touched me. And I've never touched anyone else. And I'm thinking, oh this is so sad. What crap? It's just, my wife and I both, when it was over, I said, well, now I can understand the people who have said how much they despise this movie and how horrible it was. I get it. I don't understand why that has to be a movie. I watched Dave Chappelle. I tried to watch it, and it was, I don't know, HBO, Showtime, whatever. Are you familiar with this? He put a block party together in Brooklyn, and he took people from Dayton, I think he's from Dayton, and he rounded up a couple of busloads of people and said, how'd y'all like to go to a rap concert out in the street in, is it Bedford-Stuyvesant? It's like the horrible part of Brooklyn.
Bed-Stuy.
So I'm watching it, but I can't get past the filthy, filthy language. And the N-word, N-word, N-word. So then they get to the concert, and Kanye West is there, and whoever else. I don't know who these people are. And they start their concert. Have we not made any progress in this country where their lyrics are F the police, and the effing police, and bitch and ho? It was the same exact crap that has caused me to hate rap music. I have no problem with rap in itself if you change the lyric. It's actually something not everybody can do. I've tried it. I've tried it at home. I can't do it. It absolutely takes a talent to construct a rap song. Why does it always seem to have to be so mean and so hateful and so filthy? Can you tell me any other music, any genre of music ever, where the general perception of most of it was that it is hateful, vulgar, sexist, and downright offensive to women?
There are some heavy metal, death metal. That's a genre. There's a few kind of
screamo punk is kind of like
well,
that.
And I'd say the Greatest Generation would say that.
Does
about
the metal
some of
have
the
N-word
folk
in it? All the time? Does the metal music have the N-word in it all the time?
Does
the metal music say F the police a lot?
Yeah, it does.
It's crap, too. Somebody's got to stand up at some point, instead of everybody just saying, well, I don't want to seem like I'm racist. I don't want to seem like I'm not hip. So they just say nothing. I will be the guy to stand up right now on behalf of, I think, a lot of other people and say, I am fed up with this vulgar, filthy, offensive, mean, thug-like crap.
It's basically just them against the establishment.
It's them saying everybody's against us.
Yeah, and it's the establishment. It's like the government. It's like any organization that is, they think is keeping them down, suppressing them.
Well, one way to not solve it is to sing about how much you hate the effing police and how they should be killed. How about not doing that if you want to start to fix this problem?
You think that's going to in any way cause the police to take a different, have a different outlook and maybe have a different attitude? No.
Oh, no, but they say that's them expressing themselves. That's what they...
Well, here's the other problem. There are people who have never been around a lot of black people. They don't live near black community. This is the only impression they get of black people, is that they're looters, rioters, calling each other the N-word all the time, mean, mad, hateful, violent. I don't get it. So Moonlight, folks, if you have a chance to watch it, do. Do. I think you should. I'd like for you to see it. And then you tell me what I'm missing, how in any way this has any sort of redeeming anything.
Here's how I would say, Frank, that it's not necessarily about the subject material itself. It's not just that it's a gay young man, but I think we've all had those feelings at these different ages where I was bullied for being different in this way or for acting this different way, and we have felt alone at times. And I think I was surprised, and I've talked to a couple other people that sort of shared this, is I was surprised how much I could identify with portions of this movie, having similar feelings despite not sharing the background of these characters.
With the part about maybe being mistreated or not accepted or maybe even being bullied. How in the world do you have to... Can't you tell that story without being filthy? Let me tell you something. I was bullied. I was urinated on by four guys in a concession stand on a high school football field. They held me down and urinated and soaked me with urine. Okay? I got a couple other stories I could tell you. And I went to school with a stomachache. I hated to go to school. I was short at the time for my age. I was easy to pick on because I was so Christian-like. Wouldn't drink, didn't curse. So I was a target. But to tell that story, and I could tell it, I don't need to use those tools or that vehicle to do it. There are just other ways to do it. Listen to this. James Corden, I don't know much about him. I like him. I like Carpool Karaoke. But he's doing some work with Sesame Street. And here's what they say. They're doing a new... It's kindness in an unkind world. And it's all about inclusion and diversity. And in this article, it says that more than two-thirds of parents they talk to worry that the world is, quote, an unkind place for my child. Really? And half the teachers said that, unfortunately, being kind is not a priority. It's called life. Let's stop being such big babies. It's life. We will never live in a world where there's not bullying. We'll never live in a world where there's not war. We'll never live in a world where there's not hate. It's not going to happen. This world peace thing, it's a joke. It's never going to happen. Get tough. Stop being the pussification of America. I don't like bullying either. I don't like it at all. But we got to stop this this attitude of we have to accept everything and everybody. I don't want to accept certain things. I just don't. And I'm not going to do it. And I'm tired of people telling me that I have to. And this Moonlight thing, I don't know. I don't know what else to say except folks, watch it if you can. And please feel free to get a hold of me. I don't know where it's playing. I had a screener that you get when you're a member of the Screen Actors Guild. That's right. So that's it. I feel better now. Call me whatever you want to call me. I know that I'm older. And I know that I'm kind of set in my ways, but I'm not apologizing for that because I think there are lots of things about the values that we used to have. We'd be a lot better off if we still had them. This world would be a whole lot better off if 95% of the people would stop using the F word everywhere in front of everybody. We have no rules. We have no class. We have no manners. We have no respect. And I just don't like it. There you go. Colin.
Well, I'm happy you watched it, Frank.
And I'm happy, and I, think I'm happy all, I watched it, too.
I think it's okay that we have a difference in opinion here, and I'm fine with that. So.
I'm happy I watched it, too.
Well, good. Glad right. to hear it.
Colin Jeffrey, everybody.
Thank you.
I think if you had 10 people watch it, you'd probably get 3 or 4 different opinions.
No, I think you'd get 9.5 yeah. people who say, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. Of course, there's no such thing as a half person. Well, Hervé Villechaize, the play, he was kind of like a half person. Okay, in order to keep the pace and to have time to chat and other things, do a little business, take a little break, get down tonight, and then we'll come back. Thompson Price has been with us. It's the second longest running advertiser we have. They have a showroom in De Pere. It's about a quarter mile east of 270 on the north side of the road. North would be, if you're headed east, to be on your left, next to McAllister's Deli. It's a beautiful showroom. But here's what you have to remember. For as impressive and innovative as it is, and everything in there that you'll see is, that's a tiny, tiny percentage of the possibilities in terms of what could be done with your bathroom or your kitchen. They've been at this a long time, and they're really, really good at it. But when anybody is really good at anything, whether it's an athlete or a performer, the way they got to be so good is hard work and striving constantly for perfection. I don't think a lot of people realize how hard it is to be the best at something, whether it's Michael Phelps. It's just hours and hours, hundreds, thousands of hours of really, really hard work to get there. And the same is true of the kitchen and bath business. Thompson Price and his people spend, I would guess, more time on your kitchen or bathroom before they ever start than most people, because the process to get to the point where they start to tear the old kitchen out or the bathroom out, it's a very extensive one, but it's a necessary one. And I think you'll appreciate it. I think everybody appreciates anybody who strives for perfection. You're going to be thrilled to death with your kitchen or your bathroom. Please just include, when you're shopping around, Thompson Price. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. Meet me.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Well, there's really not much going on the highways right now, Dan. A little bit of a slowdown if you're headed out westbound Highway 40 right around Spady. Eastbound 40 just getting heavy as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Are you still taking your child's temperature the same way it was done decades ago? Pick up the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's at Walgreens or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
Hello, testing, am I on? Is this thing working? Hi, it's Rick Sanborn, and I'm going to host a new show here on the Big 550, but you'll probably never hear it, unless you're up all nights on Saturdays. Beginning this weekend, I'll be live and in studio here at KTRS. It'll be a different style from your normal talk radio, because I'm not normal, just ask my shrink. The goal is to keep you entertained with the unexpected, so tune in to see if I can pull it off. I'd love for you to be my co-host, so call-ins will be welcome in the overnight hours. I'm calling it Nothing Good Happens After Midnight. It begins Saturday at midnight into Sunday morning.
Hey, it's Randy Naughton here for a Premier Heating and Cooling question for you. You know, wintertime is setting in. Is your heating and cooling system ready for the winter? It is time to call Premier Heating and Cooling at 636-916-1122. They can come into your home and they can look at your unit to make sure it is ready for the wintertime. Premier is the first and most experienced American Standard dealer in the St. Louis and St. Charles area. They're experienced with both residential and commercial HVAC units. You can jump online and find out more at www.premierheatingcooling.net. Now is the best time to call them to make sure your furnace, boiler, or heat pump is ready for the winter. Ask about their maintenance agreements and their rebates. Do you suffer from dry, cracked skin this time of the year, too? They can help you out there as well. It is Premier Heating and Cooling at 636-916-1122 or online at premierheatingcooling.net.
HelloFresh delivers recipes and ingredients for a home-cooked meal in around 30 minutes, like this popular recipe. Start with a working couple. Add 2 demanding jobs. Mix all too well. Bake for 8 to 10 hours or until too tired for grocery shopping. Remove from office and place in home to cool. Receive HelloFresh delivery. Preheat ambition to cook healthier. Trim off temptation to order pizza. Be sure to remove any tight or uncomfortable shoes. Add 2 cups of wine. sip until tender. Choose a recipe that looks delicious. Remove pre-measured fresh ingredients from HelloFresh recipe box. While following step-by-step recipe, use delicious aromas to motivate kids to set the table. Cook until mouth starts to water, and holy ravioli, you can add tasty mushroom ravioli gratin to your resumes. Fist bump and enjoy. Delicious ingredients you'll love to eat. Simple recipes you'll live to cook. HelloFresh. Get cooking. Get $20 off your first delivery plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/radio.
Message and data rates may apply.
This is a formal apology from Force Factor to every guy out there who's looking to build muscle quickly and boost endurance. We recently released an extremely powerful professional-grade muscle-building supplement called Volcano at GNC. Due to overwhelming demand, GNC has struggled to keep Volcano in stock. If you tried to get Volcano, but were unable to because it was out of stock, we want to make it right by giving you a complimentary bottle. Get yours by texting RIGHT to 369-369. Volcano gives you an explosive pre-workout boost in nitric oxide, dramatically amplifying your energy and power. You'll tackle every rep with more intensity and endurance, better drive and performance, and faster recovery, resulting in a serious increase in lean muscle mass, size, strength, and definition guaranteed. Again, if you're a serious weightlifter who was unable to get Volcano at GNC, we're going to make it right by sending you a complimentary bottle. Text RIGHT to 369-369. That's R-I-G-H-T to 369-369.
Got more than $5,000 in credit card debt? If you haven't called Credit Associates yet to find out for free how much of it could be forgiven, you've got one more chance right now. Call now for free information. 1-800-600-1196. The big credit card companies don't want you to know this, but if you've got more than $5,000 in credit card debt that you can't afford, you do not have to pay it all back. You have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. And right now, you can find out for free just how little that is. For free information, call 1-800-600-1196. Our mission is to save everyday Americans from paying off way more of their debt than they have to. That's why we're giving this information away for free. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. But hurry, while this free opportunity lasts. For free information and to find out how much of your debt could be forgiven, call 1-800-600-1196. That's 1-800-600-1196.
My blinds were so ugly, I hung up drapes just to hide them. Finally, I got new ones, and they're stunning thanks to Blinds.com. The prices, selection, and quality are amazing. Shipping is free, and their professional designers gave me a free online design consultation, helping me pick, measure, and install the perfect blinds for every room.
Now through January 31st, get 20% off everything at Blinds.com with promo code HOME. That's Blinds.com promo code HOME for 20% off your entire order. Rules and restrictions apply.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Before Matheny Heating and Cooling, many, many years ago on this show, there was another heating and cooling company that I spoke for. And I was happy to speak for them. It was a family business, a good heating and cooling company. I'm the guy who will never say, here's the one and only great place to go, go there, because nobody else is as good. That's not true. This was a good heating and cooling company. But for whatever reason, they decided to go off the air. And I'll tell you how that happens. Sometimes people think, well, we've been on long enough. We've reached all of his listeners. All his listeners. We're just talking to the same people. What's the point? Or they're convinced to try something else by a smooth-talking ad agency or another station. And I'm going to tell you this. I can pretty much guarantee you that every time they hear me talk about Matheny, it's just like, kick in the gut. If we'd only stayed on board, who knows where we'd be. I'll tell you where you'd be. You'd be where Matheny is. You'd be very successful. You'd have a lot of new customers. You'd be thrilled to death. I hope they're thrilled. They must be, because they're still with us after, here we go, I don't know, I'm not going to be close with this, I'm going to say 15 years or so. I hope they're happy, because we certainly are, and so are the customers who have called Matheny because of the show. Thanks to all of you. If you haven't, if you never called them, Maybe it's because you haven't needed a heating and cooling company because you had a brand new system put in years ago and it's never, you know, it's not old enough to have anything wrong with it. To those of you who've never called, I'm inviting you to call Matheny the next time you need someone to come out for your heating and cooling system. I don't have to ask those of you who've already called because you will call them again. It's one of those companies, when you find them, you know you have found your heating and cooling company from now till they're not around anymore, or you're not around anymore. Matheny Heating and Cooling, serving St. Louis and St. Charles counties, any part of either county, residential or, you know, commercial, any size. You're not too big, you're not too small, and they work on any make, any model, any type, any size, any year, any age. They're trained to do it all. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. We can do an abbreviated Burke segment. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Here's Eon the Peon, everybody.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Arrived here at work today. Usually go back and check my mailbox. There's not usually anything in there, but today there was. There's this little flyer.
There's almost no regular mail, is there?
No, not anymore.
In fact, it's weird. If any one of us gets mail from a listener, it's like, hey, look, a letter.
Yeah, every once in a while.
And for some reason, I'm on a list somewhere. But listen to this. I had no idea my new position here at the station.
Well, share it with us.
So this is addressed to myself, Ian Geis, Chief Executive Officer.
What?
KTRS Radio.
I hope you're not going to fire us.
Well,
you're the CEO.
Yes. So everybody,
does Mike Dorsey know this?
Everybody better be on their toes. There's a new new officer in charge here. This flyer, it's one of these mailers, and I got on some list somehow. I don't know. I think a lot of these people just scan radio websites, you know, for things related to our business where they can just mail out to different people here. But yes, it actually says Chief Executive Officer.
You need to save that.
But this is for the New York Festival's World's Best Radio Programs. Entries.
That's us.
So they're, this flyer is calling for entries, essentially. I don't know how many people know this who just out there listening, but all of these different radio awards. So I went to the website here to see what their, it says their January 11th, they start accepting entries, and then March 17th is the final deadline to enter. So I went to the website, newyorkfestivals.com, and I look at the rules and regulations, and so they have all these different categories they have. Radio programs and reports / features, radio promotional spots and IDs, on-air talent and craft, programming formats. So to enter, it says there are entry fees.
Of course there are.
What?
Yes. For if you want to enter for a single radio program, that is $275.
That's a bargain. Whoa. I'm surprised it doesn't say unless you want to win, then it's $600.
And then it says for a series of shows. So I don't know. I'm not quite I don't quite understand what that means. A single or a series. The series is $395. So this is just to enter. This isn't necessarily mean you're going to win here. But I tried looking at some of last year's winners. I didn't recognize anybody's name. They gave some winners to podcasts and things like that. So apparently it's just open to anybody.
People
really
need to know. People need to know how completely ridiculous all this is and how meaningless it is.
Right. And so whenever you hear somebody who's on the radio talk about the awards they have, you can...
It's a joke. To those of us who know how this works, it's a joke. And it's a joke in any business, the insurance business, whatever. These schmucks that fill their offices with all their awards and plaques, it's hilarious to me because they're meaningless. And unless you pay, you don't have a shot. So the greatest radio personality in the country, by far, could never be acknowledged if he decided not, or she, to pay.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's a joke.
The last thing I have, I saw this list, and it's a resolution list, but it's not really personal resolutions. It's it's saying things that probably, for the most part, would be good for just the world to get rid of, or just have universal things. The first one is talking about why do some countries drive on the left side and some on the right side. Do you have any idea?
I have no idea. No. I've always wondered. It would make manufacturing so much simpler if all cars could be made the same way.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe at some point I read it, but I've forgotten it.
Yeah, and it doesn't really go into here. It says... Sweden, about 50 years ago, they changed from left to right to just make it easier for border crossings with other countries.
All right, let me ask you this. When they, at that point when they changed, now what happens with all the people who are sitting with cars where the steering wheel is on the right side?
Right, yeah.
Now you're driving on the other side of the road, but you still got your car with the wheel on the wrong. I have to be massive accidents everywhere.
Exactly. So I think that's one that we could probably just make universal. Why do some countries use the 24-hour time and some 12-hour time?
That's a good question. We don't need to have two. I agree.
No. Why do... This is a really good one. Why do...
Dan, 1,500 hours. What time is that? Quick.
Oh, 5 o'clock.
No,
3 o'clock.
Too late.
And the last one is, why do us as Americans dial 911 for emergency response and Europeans dial 112?
Why do we as Americans?
What did I say?
Us as Americans dial?
Britain has 999 as their emergency number, but the rest of the European Union has 112.
I agree. It should be internationally. It should all be 911.
My ex-wife has 666 as her number. Yeah.
That's actually her phone number.
It is, yeah.
Let me see. I'm trying to find out what... it doesn't really have... I guess it has to do with the rotary dial. Probably some of the things where 112 would be a lot quicker.
How about this one? Is there anywhere in there where it says, why can't we all just have the same measurements?
Yes, that one's on here, too.
Just liters and crap.
We are one of only like 3 or 4 countries left that still use the not metric system, but what is ours called? I can't even think of it. Standard, right? Is that what we call it?
Yeah, I can't think
because
of it.
Because when, and you know, growing up, it's so hard to change now, but the metric system is so much more easier to follow, where you have kilograms, which are a thousand of a gram.
It's easier, hundreds, thousands.
Right, exactly. But it's a more uniform thing where we have a mile equals 5,280 feet, which is just ridiculous.
Here's the thing:
instead of a kilometer, we're never going to convert to that.
No,
and it's really funny to look at the list. There's like two other obscure countries that use standard,
but we have 5K runs.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
for
you
some
know
reason,
isn't
we still
that
do.
Interesting?
Yeah.
No, that's very interesting to me that we have a 5K run. I don't know what 5K is. I don't know how long that is.
It's like 3 miles.
And here's the other thing, and I bet Dan will agree. When I was in grade school, and I promised most of the people listening, when you were in grade school, your teachers told you, now, kids, you need to learn this because we're all going to one day be using the metric system.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
My kids were told that.
I was told that. And at this point, I don't want to have to learn it.
Well, yeah, because and they still make that, you know, just about every... Is there a car that does not have both on every...
I don't think there is, but do you remember in this country, this is about 15 years ago, when a few gas stations tried the conversion to so much per liter?
Oh, yeah.
It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
and those gas stations almost went out of business because nobody would buy gas there, because you look up and go, $6.80 per liter.
Nuts?
Yeah. Yeah, you had no idea what you were buying.
So maybe that's a few things.
Yeah, the cars.
Universal.
I guess, I don't know, maybe it's still the same, but a lot of American-made cars had standard nuts and bolts and everything, and then all the foreign cars that would come in would have metric. So,
oh, no, no, when you buy socket sets at the hardware store,
you
still have to either buy metric.
Designate which
standard
one,
metric, yeah.
Interesting.
Wow, that's a good one.
But that's all I had.
All right, Dan, anything?
Yeah, I do. I do
all
have
right.
something.
Let's have it.
I have one. I want to thank Florissant Marv because...
Well, then thank him.
He
If you want to thank him.
I want to thank him. Thank you, Marv.
There you go.
He brought in and dropped off a, it's out of the Post-Dispatch, and it was in the Sunday paper, that magazine that's in there, The Blues at 50. So it's one of those magazines, and it's all about the St. Louis Blues from start to finish.
Oh, he couldn't have given that to a better guy than you.
Start to now. Oh, man, it is tremendous. Red Berenson's in there. The famous goal from Bobby Orr when the Blues were in the Stanley Cup Finals, and that picture with Bobby Orr doing like the Superman after he scored the winning goal against the Blues. But that is really, really a cool magazine. So thank you to Florissant Marv for that. And I wanted to bring this up, too. There's a cop named Matt Crosby. He was a Rock Hill police officer. He was shot in the line of duty like 6 years ago. I guess 6 years ago, but they're having a dine out for him. So they've done that for the Hazelwood police officer and the one in Chesterfield, and I think this guy kind of got lost in the shuffle with all of that going on. And this happened like 6 years ago, so he's in a wheelchair. So they're doing that, but the website is dineout.mattcrosby.com. You can go there and find out all the restaurants. Some of them are in Rock Hill, Webster Groves, Kirkwood, Maplewood, and places like that. So they're kind of all over the place. So it's dineoutmattcrosby.com if you want to help an officer out.
Okay.
And that was all I had.
All right. Shut it down. Work segment's officially closed. I got an email from a listener named Pam. And she, I got to read you how she starts.
Oh, before you start, the dine-out date is the 12th. So it's a week from this Thursday, the 12th.
Okay. Her name is Pam. Here's how her email starts. Frank, I love you so much. That's how it starts.
Whoa.
Made my day. And have for many years. And she's very smart, because then she has a request. Well, if you start off telling me how much you love me, and you're a woman, okay, sure. Whatever you want.
Oh, is this the story request?
Yes.
I got this one, too, yeah.
And I
had a hard time recollecting the story. No.
I will never forget the story. She said it was years and years ago. You were at the Lake of the Ozarks with your wife. There was a beautiful boat, a houseboat. You wanted a closer look at it. It was in a dock. Nobody was around. You were peeking in the windows. And Pam, and I wrote her back, and I said, not only do I remember the story, I will never forget the story, because it's one of those situations where I did something stupid, and I'm very lucky that it didn't turn into a really, really embarrassing
jail
situation.
Time.
Well, I don't know about jail time, but it would have been a breaking and entering thing.
Yeah.
And if I get a chance and have time, you can work it in today, Pam, I will tell that story again. And if not, maybe I can tell it tomorrow or soon. But thank you. Long-time listener. And I've heard from her, many, many times before in years past.
There's a couple of stories that you have. The Drake Hotel story.
No, the Drake Hotel. Look, my memory is shot. But if I tried, I couldn't. I couldn't take that out of my memory.
No.
It was just it's burned in.
Also, the one that. Where I don't know if it was you or a friend of yours rented a house down at the lake over the course of a summer. Was that your house or somebody else?
Well,
to some friend and I, some built, younger,
we built a cheap house together, thinking we're going to be big real estate people. And some college guys rented it.
For like the entire summer?
And completely destroyed
it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That story, too.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay. That we may have to do that one, too. I learned a big lesson there. When you hear people go, yeah, we've got six rental homes, and it all sounds good, until you get the wrong renter.
Mm-hmm.
And then it is a nightmare. And this was a brand new house. It was a really poorly built, cheap house. But, you know, we're in our 30s, and we had a little extra cash. It's kind of like that thing you play where you go, hey, let's get together and build a country or something. You know, it was like, hey, let's build a house. And we'll rent it out. And if it goes well, we'll build another one and another one, and we'll have a bunch of houses. It didn't work out that way. Tell that again to one of these days. Amini's is, I don't want to say getting rid of, because that makes it sound like the merchandise is not very good. They're moving out some 2016 merchandise. And they're going to keep the 2016 prices on them as they restock it with 2017. A couple of things that caught my attention. All of their hand-knotted rugs. These are the handmade Oriental rugs. 60 to 80% off the prices that they were. They have special prices on pool tables, and it's just a big sale. Arcade games, home theater. You have to check their website, and better yet, go in the store, because you're going to love the store if you've never been in there. I've never had one person in these years, and they've been on a few years now, say, yeah, I went into Amini's. I don't get it. What's the big deal? Well, if you go in there, I don't know how you can leave in 5 or 10 minutes. You're going to want to hang around, and they want you to hang around and take your kids and take your grandparents and take everybody, because nobody is bored walking through Amini's. Has a copper top of the building. It's an unusual building, but what's most unusual is what's inside. And for all the things they sell and all the different things that they carry, the one thing you will not find is junk. They will not sell junk or even mediocre furniture or games or accessories or lights or anything else. They're famous for their patio furniture because it's the finest stuff made in the world. Amini's. Be sure to tell them your AM and the PM. In Chesterfield Valley, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
All right, let's get another check on traffic right now with your friend and mine, Tim Weiland.
Thank you, Dan. Well, we are a little bit slower now downtown on eastbound 4064 from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge, westbound 40 Science Center out through McCausland, southbound 270 a little bit heavy from Olive through Ladue, and we have eastbound Highway 270 getting busy now east of McDonald through 170. Taking your child's temperature shouldn't be as stressful as fighting through traffic with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. One gentle forehead scan is all it takes. Pick one up at Toys R Us, Babies R Us, and other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a